Set back, everything will be okay. Two new heroes to face the day. Now throw all your fears away.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbours, not since Donnie and Marie Osmond has America seen a brother and sister weekly entertainment extravaganza like you are about to see and hear. Decades of sibling rivalry in the making, a mother disappointed by both of them, plus some really bad DNA have come together to bring you Scott and Val Save the Universe. Val is looking absolutely radiant, which is impressive, considering she's standing next to her brother, Scott, a man who looks like he lost a fight with a mirror, and the mirror apologized.
Oh, here we go. Good morning. We are live all over the place. Our home station, KCHW-FM in Chewelah, Washington. Thank you for being tuned in this morning. As well, you can find us all over the internet, Twitch, YouTube. What am I missing, Val? Facebook. Good news this morning, my beautiful sister Val, by the way. Good morning.
Good morning. And I have to say, I'm liking the new hairdo, Scott.
Are you?
I think it looks really... Yeah, I think it looks really nice. It reminds me of a younger you or something like that.
Somebody said that on my Facebook. I looked younger with the haircut. But you know, when I grew it all out and I had the hippie hair, they said I looked younger too. So maybe that's just a thing.
Well, right. I'm just saying I really like it. I think it looks good on you.
All right. Exciting morning for us because me and Val have been pushing people to follow us on our new Facebook page, Scott and Val Save the Universe. And they did, because you have to get over 100 to broadcast on your new page. And we did. So today is the first day that Scott and Val Save the Universe on the Rogue Frequency Network on Facebook is actually live and broadcasting. So big round of applause to everybody who followed us and let that happen. And just... 6 short weeks. That's right. This is show number 6 of the rebooted show. And Val, that's 6. Count them 6, which is also the same number of toes you have, right?
It is. You weren't supposed to tell everybody.
Okay.
It makes shoe shopping so hard.
It does. Extra wide. That's what she orders on Amazon. She's tried cutting them off. She's tried stomping them off. Nothing works. She's got extra digits.
And they keep growing back.
Yeah. All right. It is Tuesday, February 17th. As I said, episode 6. Val, we've finished some things up. What have we finished in the past couple weeks?
Oh, my gosh. We have finished so many things, but I don't know what they are.
All right. Officially, this week we passed. That was just a prompt for you. A Valentine's.
I know, and I missed it completely.
Okay. So just we're through Valentine's. There was a pretty little thing I wrote about that. Would you like to share? I think you could do it better than I.
Okay, so we're officially past Valentine's Day. The roses are browning, the chocolate is discounted, and half of America is pretending that dinner reservations were about the experience.
That's right. All right, President's Day weekend wrapped up. Hope you guys had Monday off. Me and Val have every day off.
Except Tuesday mornings.
Yeah. And this one was, so this time Val had all the technical difficulties. Her headphones wouldn't work. She had to leave the broadcast at the last minute, go reboot. That's why there was all the music going this morning as we were standing by. I'm glad it was you, because last week it was me and we could only broadcast on YouTube. So I like that. So President's Day weekend.
Well, then of course, you know, you try to reboot. You're trying to do everything fast. My computer is getting slower by the minute, and then it wants to force a Windows update.
Hey, you shut down your computer. Timed update. All right. President's Day's over, which means I got to get this joke out, Val, or I'm going to, like, seize up.
Okay.
Okay. Just wrapped up, which means mattresses are expensive again. All right. So you had to wait so long, it wasn't even funny now. I'm not entirely sure what we were commemorating, but I am upset because I didn't get one President's Day card, and I have actually been a president before. Thank you. 5 years.
A president of what?
The Northeast Washington Community Radio Guild years ago.
Oh, ba-bum-bum.
Yeah, they pretty much kicked me out, though. I'm just relinquished to one show a week. I retired. But here comes Val with, this one's cute, the tweet of the week.
All right. This comes from at Kay Tholes. It says, I have a phone interview today, and someone told me to just be myself, so I'm not going to answer the call.
That's what I did at like 9 this morning, getting ready for the show. Humana's calling me, and I was like, yeah, no. So, I've been on a Humana insurance for like a year and a half, and they call me at least every other day, and I never answer. Why don't they get the hint?
You would think.
Yeah. And I don't need them because I lost all that weight. I hit 29 pounds today, 29 and a half pounds. I am a half a pound away from 30 pounds. So,
wow.
Very
good
excited.
For you.
Best
good
thing about you. Losing weight in Maine, all the snow and ice, I can go outside and do snow angels, and they no longer look like sumo wrestlers.
You know, and you have lost it, and I have found it.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it seems to go back and forth, right?
Yeah. Did you pack it all onto your buns?
You know, it wouldn't be bad if it was the buns. It's the belly.
Ah.
Yeah. And that's our genetics, right?
Yeah.
Where do we gain weight?
Thank
it's
you, Mom and Dad.
It's all in the belly.
It
yes,
was in that so. Intro about bad DNA.
Exactly. What have we inherited from our parents?
Yes,
let's
yes.
see. Bellies, heart issues.
Bad eyes.
Bad eyes, yeah.
Crooked fingers.
Exactly.
Hey, but you know the best thing about losing your hands is I got to retire early. Hey, there's an upside to everything, folks. You just got to look for it. Now,
that's right.
But
silver linings.
The downside, picking my nose is a real problem. That was a little loud, sorry.
Do you ask Lindsay to do it for you?
The cat. All right, here comes Val with four things we didn't know yesterday. And it's not because we're dumb, we just didn't know.
Maybe we just didn't know.
We could be
the longest time between two twins being born is 87 days.
Wow, 87 days. That's
wow.
You wouldn't think that would even be possible to go that long.
And you wonder if that's the one that's perpetually late to everything.
All right. The largest desert is not the Sahara, but actually the continent of Antarctica. While it is covered in ice, it is classified as a desert because why, Val?
It receives very little precipitation.
She's so smart.
I like this one. The word nerd was first coined by Dr. Seuss in his book, If I Ran the Zoo.
Ooh. All right. This is my favorite. All right. So I put it for last because it's like the kicker story. The most expensive Hot Wheel car is a 1969 pink rear-loading Volkswagen Beach Bomber valued at around $170,000 for a Hot Wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm seeing if I can reach my... Oh, I can't get to it in my chair. Oh, I've got the coolest. Remember Smokey and the Bandit? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the Smokey and the Bandit Hot Wheel. I've had it since I was a kid. So I just.
And I wonder, I would imagine that expensive Hot Wheel would be like pristine condition, still in the box, all
I would
of
think
that.
So.
But,
I don't think so. I wish yeah. I was in
me
pristine
too.
Condition and still in the box.
Oh, there is something I could say if we weren't on daytime radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's right there. It's right there in my brain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See what happens, folks, when you're related and you do a radio show? You can get thrown under the bus real easy. So I wanted to share a couple stories of me messing on the internet with people, Val. Because I think they're kind of
fun. I can't wait to hear it.
I think you'll kind of enjoy it. My first one is a preacher story. So this was a preacher who has a lot of followers and a big page, and he was condemning AI. and especially the music, the AI music and the writing of the music. And I know we like to do that, but I kind of get what he was saying. He was saying that, but I have to disagree with him. He was saying AI cannot write a song that will touch people's hearts. It has to be you and Jesus to be able to write a song to touch people's hearts. Well,
I didn't know he was available for a collaboration.
Well, here's what my response. I said, so what if I go to ChatGPT and I put in heartfelt prompts and then I tell the AI what I'm really feeling and going through? And then what if Jesus works his magic through the AI and writes a meaningful song? So that's what I posted. He blocked me. So, first one, job done.
So, and we talked about this because we've both really been having fun with the AI music thing. You kind of got me hooked on it. You kind of throw out a challenge for, you know, your co-host to, you know, write something and have it produced. So I did, and I've been having lots of fun. So I have to say, I wrote a song that I felt like turned out really good, but I'll like run it through ChatGPT and just see if I, you know, the wording can be tweaked a little bit or the tempo and stuff like that, just to get some ideas. And it asked me if I wanted to rewrite a version that was more powerful and impactful and political. Ooh. And I was like, sure, why not? I want to see, given my basic idea, where AI takes us. And it was so powerful, it made me cry.
Oh, so you don't believe that statement at all about it not touching, being able to touch someone.
Exactly. It gave me chills. And I understand people are thinking it takes away from artistry and all of that. But at the same time, you and I do not have the funds and we're not profiting from our songs. I can see where big artists, you've got that platform, you're making money, you can afford to have somebody produce your songs, right? You and I, this is something we do for the creative aspect of it, for it's just a creative outlet for us, right? Yeah. We're not monetizing it, we're not doing anything like that. And you and I would not be able to do what we do without this feature.
Sure. It totally changed the way we did the show. All the openings and closings and like it or not, it's all AI. The jingles and the shout outs, those are thousands of dollars to pay to have done. It's all free now. And some people might cringe at that. And I'm sorry if you owned a production house and did a lot of audio and video production, but now everyone can do it.
Right. And so I can see both sides of it. And Brad's made comments to me before about, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about you using AI to do these songs. And I said, honey, all day you will send me pictures of some cat, like, you know, cooking.
And he's okay with that, right?
Yeah. I'm like, so, and he loves the ones of the little kids that are doing construction. I mean, and they're funny, but I'm like, all of that is AI produced. So you can't say that one's okay and the other is not, because it's all coming from the same basis, right?
Yeah. I do feel for musicians, because it makes what they do too easy potentially. Mm-hmm. It also, though, it has inspired me to get a piano. So there you go. Yeah. All right. My next one, we got to keep moving this morning because I'm sure I don't see Ken in the room yet, but Ken's got to be coming for his show. I want to throw out the next one I did. I was surfing and there was a bunch of flat earthers and round earthers, and they were in a chat room basically on Facebook fighting each other. About whether the earth's round or flat and trying to prove each other wrong. So I jumped in the conversation by saying, I think they're both wrong. I think it's a cube like the Borg.
Oh.
They immediately joined forces, the flat earthers and the round earthers, to belittle me and my belief that the earth was possibly a cube. I mean, viciously, but at least they bonded.
Well, I just think that it's funny you go in and you're better than a Russian bot.
I am.
Just go in and stir the pot.
I do.
There's a song in that. Yeah. I'm worse than a Russian bot. I go in to stir the pot.
Ooh, see, we're always thinking lyrics now. That's what happens.
So. You know what I think, though? I mean, what I like about your idea in that, I think we're all in the Matrix and we're on some computer hard drive somewhere. And so cube right there, I'm telling you.
All right. I agree. All right. let's mark where we're leaving off, because I see Ken in his room, which means we have to go play. Now, Ken, if you haven't caught one of his shows before, Ken is quite possibly one of the few people in America that actually wants to do everything they can to keep you safe. Oh, I almost forgot this. Let's go ahead and go to this real quick, Val. So Alan had said he might be moving and not be able to do the show. And then I got this this message, and it's very concerning. I want to roll that out, too. All right?
All right. Okay.
Okay. Watch it. And you need to watch it.
All right.
Alan is unavailable for vid screen communication. He is presently trapped in the ice rings of Saturn.
Well, apparently he's still alive.
I didn't know that's where he was moving.
I had no idea either. So if that message came in today, I was expecting maybe he would be done early and be able to show up, but apparently not. So kind of scary.
Speaking from experience, we know that it takes a long time to get out of those rings.
Get ready!
I've been in the rings 3 times.
Wait for it! It's panic time! Calm down! It's not the end of days! And now, your panic time host, Ken! You kids, get out of my yard! Owens!
Hey, you kids, get out of my yard, Owens!
All right, I would love a shot of him chasing those kids out of his yard. The one and only Ken Owens in today's panic time. Good morning, Ken!
Good morning, Ken!
Well, good morning, everybody. Hey, I want to thank all of our listeners. Scott and Val, good morning. You know, Bob out there in Colorado, thank you for tuning in. And, you know, I could be a twin. Maybe I am a twin. I'm not really sure. Or am I AI? That is the question. Maybe I'm not here. I am in the Matrix. Oh, too much.
Too much.
My head is expanding. I don't have any more room.
He just simulated a head explosion.
Yes. And my thing is called panic time. And there is just so much going on in this world. But, you know, I've been doing idioms. Idioms are those little sayings that you say to people. And, you know, sometimes the other day I was thinking, well, okay, everyone stop panicking. No. Yes, you should be panicking. Because I just realized something. We say the most cruelest and weirdest things to people all the time, and it's okay.
It's true.
Okay, give us an example. Yeah.
Okay, someone's going to go do a play or something. I don't know, play maybe. And they tell you, you know, hey, go break a leg. Why would you tell someone to break a leg? I mean, before a big performance, why would you tell them to break a leg? It's like you want them to succeed. You don't want them to walk around with a limp. I mean, you like these people.
I've actually seen it happen.
True, and
Where someone was in a play and was told to break a leg, and after the show, they tripped over one of our speakers and broke their leg.
No.
Yes.
You better panic then. Kansas panic.
I say
panic.
Okay. And then, you know, you're like telling someone, hey, knock them dead. Knock them dead. Well, how come you're not arrested for soliciting murder? I'm surprised they don't come and knock on your door. Sir, you just tried to have that person killed. No, again with the murder. Then someone says, go for the jugular. Go for the jugular. What? That's somebody's throat, okay? Who started this language program anyway? Medieval knights? Where do we come up with this stuff?
I'm thinking it's exactly medieval knights.
Well, and then, you know, corporate culture jumps in. Hey, they tell you, put your nose to the grindstone. Nose to the grindstone. You know, that's a giant spinning rock, right? That's my face. I mean, you want to, you know, Then you say, work yourself to a bone. No, I need those. They're structural.
Hey, Scott, I just found a way for us to get rid of these schnozzes. Just put our nose to the grindstone.
Well, a nose grinder. Wow, plastic surgery in a wheel. Now, you know what? Anyway, and unless you work at a cheese grater manufacturing company, then I can see it might work yourself, you know, to the bone, because, you know, that could be dangerous. And then you look around the office and everyone's like, I'm running around like a chicken with its head cut off. First of all, horrifying visual. Second, if your head is cut off, maybe you should sit down. Really? And then that modern passage. I'm drowning at work. I'm drowning. I'm barely keeping my head above water. Now, so now we're at the office, grinding our faces off, losing our bones, and actively drowning, and nobody calls HR.
That's true.
So finally, and then you say you're exhausted. Someone hits you. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Really? I mean, because things don't kill you, they just mess you up forever. That's not strength. That's a limp. So let me recap. We break legs. We knock people dead. We attack jugulars. We grind our noses. We lose our bones. We run headless. We drown at our desks. And somehow this is considered motivational. And somehow that's considered motivational. I had to say it twice because, you know, this is Ken Owens with Panic Time. And, you know, we need to be nicer to people. I don't know why you're telling them all these things. Let's just say, hey, have a good day. Good luck.
Oh,
good
and
job,
be kind
Ken.
To one another.
Yeah. So, Ken, I was, you know, this is Scott and Val Save the Universe, and it's all about space. We're
it
all
is?
Spacey.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong show.
No. And a part of that is I am able to, you know, time travel. By circling the sun really fast. And I knew what you were going to talk today, and I wrote you a song based on your skit.
I thought we lived in a cube, but okay.
Okay. All right. Stand by.
We say insane things to each other every single day. Our man Ken said it so loud it made his hair fall out and turn gray. Who started this language program? The media will die. Here we go with some music from delight. With lies stolen. A leg, well, how about just a limp? Knock him dead. Wait, I'm a wimp. Go for the jugular. Just kind of fall. Put your nose to the grindstone. Back up and mind your own. Work yourself to the bone. What did you say?
No.
We don't work, we're old DJs. I'm running around like a chicken with its head cut off.
Well, rock on then.
I'm drowning in work. Don't be a whiny jerk. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Well, I ain't listen to this no longer. Somehow this is considered motivational. But Ken. And I think it's confrontational! Yo! It's time to go!
How's that?
Wow! That is something. You know, it's even better. It's not an intro. It's what do you call it when you're sending someone off? It's a good... Goodbye. Well, hey, everyone, I want to thank you very much for joining Ken. Well, that would be me and Panic Time and our beautiful Val, handsome Scott, and the rest of you all out there. I can't wait for next week because I'm working on something even better. Oh. You got to tune in next week because this affects millions of households. And, well, you got to stay tuned. Panic Time. I want to thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Week. What a great show. Ken,
thank
always.
You, Ken.
Wow.
Bye.
Wow. I'm already scared. How about you, Val?
Oh, I'm shaking, and I don't think it's a coffee.
All right. Let's play catch up with our show. We had a couple things we skipped that I thought were kind of cute. First one is things not to do this Tuesday. We do that every week and kind of give you some advice. First one I have is do not use leftover Valentine's candy as a balanced breakfast, Val, and I know you did.
Yeah, maybe that's why I'm shaking.
Yeah. It's the pot of coffee.
I don't know. Cocoa has many, good qualities and healthy benefits.
I notice when I have a computer crash right before we start, because we tax our computers hard, and when I have a computer crash before we start, it makes me nervous the rest of the show. So it's okay.
I just need to, make it a point of, Tuesday morning when I get up, just restart my computer, just save all the hassles.
I think on Tuesday mornings to help beat the nervousness, I'm going to start eating gummies. I'm just, I can't do that.
Yes,
too many, too many buttons. No, I really, I couldn't. Oh. Okay. All right, Val, what's another thing we shouldn't do today?
Don't Google your symptoms after 9 p.m.
Okay.
You will have medieval plague by midnight.
See? And can in the medieval nights, it could happen. All right. And I think we've done this one before, but I thought it's extra important. Don't clap when a plane lands unless you help fly it. You're an idiot. So I was actually flying with a bunch of old people on a casino flight once, and they all started doing the wave when the plane landed because it was a chartered flight. Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah.
And then they said anyone with disabilities, the elderly, or anyone with problems that would like to get in line first. And the entire 200 old people all got up and rushed to the gate and then stood there in their canes. All right. It stuck with me. I've told it a few times. Moving on, existential shower thoughts. I thought we needed to change it up a little bit from the regular old shower thought or the regular old deep thought. These ones, kind of spooky.
Oh, all right. Okay.
All right.
Did you know your brain named itself?
I think yours calls you Larry.
Yes.
It's kind of an
or I call it Larry.
Yeah, there you go. You probably already met someone who vividly remembers you, and you don't remember them at all, Val.
Happens all the time because I have such a terrible memory, especially of like our childhood. I've had people come up to me and go, oh, we went to school together for 4 years. Who are you?
She had somebody reach out online and had to send me a shot once. I'm like, do you know this person? They say we all went to high school together. It's like, yeah, Val, we went to school with her. You know her. Just pretend you remember. It's fine.
I do that all the time.
Yes.
The blank look on my face sometimes gives me away, but not always.
Not always. All right, next one.
There are people who have thought about you for the last time and you didn't know it.
I'm always sure to tell people, this is the last time I'm ever going to think about you. It has a great effect.
You know what I've always found worse than hate?
What?
Apathy.
Nice. Let's see. You don't feel the earth spinning, Val, because everything is spinning with you, including the air in your lungs and the fluid around your brain.
Thank goodness it's spinning with me.
Yeah, extra spinny.
Yeah.
Extra spinny today.
Will you someday accidentally use the last of something and won't realize it was the last time?
Oh.
Now my head is spinning as fast as
I can see it. I can see the pain in your behind your eyes.
It's like, oh.
All right. We need some. Your shadow is a perfectly dark silhouette that moves exactly when you do, and it never leaves. By the way, I am the Italian Dracula.
Oh, boy.
I don't know where that came from. I just wanted to try it.
Okay. If you can't try it for the first time on the show, where can you try it?
Mamma mia. I've been trying to do everything Italy because of the Olympics, so...
Oh, okay.
I was practicing my Italian Dracula last night, and one of the and Jet, you know Jet, he says, "But isn't Dracula from Romania?" And I said, "I know."
Now I must kill you.
Yes, but he sure still likes the spaghetti. All right.
It's the red sauce.
Yeah, mostly red sauce.
This is a good one too. Most of your memories are slightly wrong, but you'll never know which ones.
Because Val can't remember any of them.
No, exactly.
All right, and at some point in your life, our life, Val, because we're brother and sister, at some point in our lives, our parents sat us down and never picked us up again.
You probably didn't get this from Dad because you're a boy, but even like the last time I saw Dad outside of the nursing home, he did this my whole life. He would say, "Jeannie, come sit on my lap for a minute."
Oh.
And so he you know, come snuggle. So I'd go sit on his lap and I'd say, Dad, I'm too heavy for you now. No, I just need a little snuggle. So
that's the way dads are, you know, but he never did that with me. Thankfully. I remember when Dad said the dirtiest dirty word for the first time. Mm-hmm. I was 2 weeks before graduation from high school, and he used that word that we're all very familiar with, Big Fine on the radio, and he said it, he used it like three or four times in one sentence, and my jaw hit the ground, but he didn't see that. And he continued talking, and I'm thinking in my head, oh my God, Dad said a bad word in front of me. Oh my God, I'm a man!
Now I've got a little, I'll try to keep it short because I tend to go on. Kind of the same story with my kids. I think Travis was probably late elementary school age because he was still playing baseball. And I think he quit about that time. And we were out in the yard helping him bat, right? Brad's pitching, I'm catching. And it was one of those really sunny days. So I thought, well, I'm just going to wear my sunglasses and not the catcher's face thing, because I won't be able to wear my sunglasses with it. Well, those were the famous last thoughts, and I took a ball right in the nose, right?
Ooh, I remember this.
Missed my glove right into my nose. I am on my hands and knees in the yard, pouring blood, and, you know, Brad's running to get me something, all this stuff. I make it in the house. I'm sitting down. And Travis is giggling, and I'm like, what is funny about this? And he goes, Mom, that's the first time I've heard you use that word.
It's funny how kids are always amazed, too. It's like, wow, I didn't know Dad could say that. It's amazing. All right, quick check of Facebook. Let's see, the only person that popped in and said, I can see a lot of people watching, but the only people that popped in and said, hey, was Ken. So thank you for that, Ken. And we're excited to be streaming on our own Scott and Val pages on YouTube and KCHW as well. So if you happen to be watching there, we're live all over the place, and it's very, very exciting. Well, we're going to push our break just a couple more minutes, Val, and try to get in these morning jokes, and then we're going to leave you with a song. And we'll be back after break because we don't have Alan today. As you might have noticed, we had that special notice. He's trapped in the rings of Saturn. And here's Val with this morning's first quick joke.
All right. A priest is driving down to New York and gets stopped for speeding in Connecticut. The state trooper smells alcohol in the priest's breath and then sees an empty wine bottle on the floor of the car. He says, sir, have you been drinking? Just water, says the priest. The trooper says, then why do I smell wine? The priest looks at the bottle and says, good Lord, he's done it again.
I wonder if it worked. All right. Attending a wedding for the first time, little girl whispered to her mom, why is the bride dressed in white? And her mom answered, because white is the color of happiness. And today is the happiest day of her life. The child thought about this for a moment and then looked back at her mom and said, so why is the groom wearing black? Ouch.
Going to a funeral?
Yeah. All right, some killer quotes from today. Val?
All right, astrophysicists assure us that the universe has no center. Therefore, you cannot be it.
Oh, it's so disappointing.
A quote from David McCullough, educator and writer.
All right, this one is from Vex King, who says, avoid drama, walk away in silence from anything that doesn't improve your life. Calmness amongst chaos is a sign of emotional maturity.
Ooh, I'm so mature.
Oh, wow. All right, and a public question. You can feel free to comment, and we will look after the break to see what you thought about this one.
All right. A man in India called police to complain that his neighbor was commanding ghosts to steal his chicken. Would that be like poltergeist? Poultrygeist?
Poultrygeist. I'm going with that.
No, poultrygeist. Poultrygeist. I think poultrygeist.
Yes, he has a poultrygeist. Poultrygeist. That's hard to say. right. It's time for Val to expand her brain. It's time for Answer Wrong and Win, Cheaters Edition. This is where if she can't come up with a good one, I'll try and help her. All right.
Okay.
So you probably never had time to cheat because your computer crashed.
Well,
okay.
I may have got that done.
All right.
if there's time for cheating, I'll find it.
Okay, then I'm expecting some good answers to these questions that you cheated on. It ain't
well,
trivia.
I didn't have a lot of time.
Yeah, get over it.
I didn't have
it.
A lot
trivia.
Of time.
Yeah. All right. What sport, Val, uses a field that has objects laid out in a diamond pattern?
I think it's a sport of jewelry store shopping.
Oh, that's good. You did put some homework in. I don't know, but it's the way I play checkers. You just surround them. All right. Name a continent known for polar bears.
Well, I think it's known for that, but we'll talk to Joe later. I think it's Belize.
Belize? Well, at least we know there's one polar bear in Belize. Thanks for the setup. I didn't know there was a joke there. Look at that. Should a president of the U.S. pass away, who takes over his job?
Well, somebody definitely more qualified, and that's Daffy Duck.
All right. And Ziploc is a brand name for what household item?
Lip balm.
That's crazy glue, Al. A safe thing to use before a date with Scott. I'm having glue on my lip. I cannot continue. It's not going to happen tonight. Sorry. Don't give me a hand.
Oh, boy.
All right. Short headlines before we head out of here for break. Another CEO, Hyatt Hotels this time, steps down in light of the Epstein files released because his name's in them. Rumor is that President Trump will step down next.
That... That's a conspiracy theory. I can't even say it.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was the best joke of the day. Yeah, all right. Don't miss this, Val. Next one.
All right, Ring of Fire eclipse tonight, but just a sliver of Antarctica. The event, also called an annual solar eclipse, occurs when the moon passes directly between the Earth and the sun, but the moon is too far away in its orbit to completely cover the sun's disk.
Same thing happens when I'm at your Ring camera and it doesn't cover the whole camera?
Yeah, we only see a partial moon.
Yes. Hillary Clinton says the government is protecting Trump in the Epstein file release. Careful, Hillary. Bill flew lots of times. Remember, when you point one finger, there's four pointing at your husband.
Yes. Republican joins with Dems on a constitutional amendment to give Congress power to reject Trump pardons.
Oh. Too bad we can't, like, roll it back and put all those people back in jail that deserved to be there in the first place.
Especially when some of them that are being pardoned, it's because they own 87% of Trump's Bitcoin.
Oh, I had no idea. All right, let's see. FCC found nothing wrong with Bad Bunny's halftime show, despite all the pleas from the government to fine broadcasters of the show. And I'm surprised because the FCC's in the president's pocket. And the new guy came out and said, nope, nothing wrong with that.
So, nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you they're so disappointed.
And a sad one here as we wrap up this segment.
Yeah, Reverend Jesse Jackson, who is a social justice icon, has passed away just like social justice.
Oh, man. All right. Val, we are going to go to break. We're skipping a couple stories. So if I tell you to backtrack, you know where I go, okay? Because we ran long. We started short and ran long on time. All right. When we come back, though, I can see him already in the green room. Joel Wozinski, Ski by the Sea Entertainment News, will come up in our next segment, as well as we have Nigel with sports. And always fun is our odd news. But you have to stay right here and keep on listening to Scott and Val Save the Universe. All right. And we will be back shortly. Stay right here. It won't transfer, Val. Can you feel that? All right. We will be right back. Maybe. Gosh.
Try again.
Scott and Val Save the Universe will be right back. They're probably heating up a chocolate teapot. I hate this job.
It's total bollocks, isn't it?
Their mum must have been real knackered after raising these two wibble-wielding squiffies.
Listening to Northern Lights Public Radio on 102.7 KCH.